Big announcement at this old club. Embers, tell us more, please.
Well, I'll tell you what. 2 weeks ago, Katie, back page of the paper said Don and Dusted. And today, Don is a good day. And he joins us, Don Pike, the new CEO off the West Coast Eagles. Welcome, Pikey, and congratulations.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for that. Yeah, appreciate it.
Did you have a bit of a giggle when you read the back page of the paper a few weeks ago?
I didn't actually see it. Someone had to call me up and tell me that it had come out. And they were... I'd actually been I'd been out with them the day before, yeah. And they called up and I was like, "Well, what's going on?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "Well, why didn't you tell us?" And I said, "Well, what tell you what?" Anyway, we were a bit, it was a bit perplexing. We worked through it all right.
Hey, talk to us about the process anyway, and obviously the opportunity that opened up. And when did this first become on your radar?
Look, I think it was probably about 4 weeks before the season finished, and when the sort of announcement came out that Trevor was. You know, after a long and wonderful time at the footy club, was going to step away as CEO. And I'd probably been thinking, what next for me? And, you know, when that sort of came on the agenda, I started thinking about that. And then the club reached out to me and I said, OK, I'll throw my hat in the ring. And it's sort of gone from there. And it's been a fulsome process. It's been there's been plenty of different testing and everything else to be undertaken. But, you know, I'm really just wrapped to get the opportunity. And I guess it returns me to where I sort of started in the AFL, back to West Coast and a club that, like yourself, Embers, we hold dear to our heart. And I hope I can go in and make a difference, and we can get the team back up and playing some good footy.
You won two premierships, 92, 94 with West Coast as well. What does it mean for you to come back to the club?
Yeah, look, it's you know, it's an interesting one because I've always felt in footy that there's a, you know, the ability to have some emotional sort of skin in the game is important because it's an emotive game. It's not a transactional game. And the fact that I'm able to return and fill this role, you know, it sort of, it resonates really strong with me. And I said, I'm really proud and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to take on the role.
It's been a very challenging year, as you know, certainly the last couple of years for West Coast. What's your immediate focus and what do you see things turning around quickly from your perspective?
Well, I think it's clear that, you know, with the last couple of seasons, as you say, have been difficult. Our on-field performance is clearly a focus. That's what our members and our fans and our sponsors and everyone, you know, they want to see our side performing better than we have. And the beauty is that, you know, a fair bit of that we can control. Like we've had a bit of a change in players with some retirees. We brought in some young players. We've got another draft of young players coming up at the end of the month. And, you know, there's an opportunity now to go to work. And that's the key. There's no silver bullet here. It's about going to work. It's about turning up and working really hard and giving ourselves the best opportunities, keep getting better and better. And if we do that, then the sort of scoreboard ends up taking care of itself. But we've got to get ourselves in good shape, ready to attack the start of next season.
Weird left turn right now, Pikey, but can you cook?
Not barbecue, maybe.
Barbecue?
But I wouldn't say it's a strong point.
Well, an insider told me that you can cook, and what's your best dish?
Well, if it was anyone who would, I'd probably make a lobster roll pretty well.
Oh, whoa. My God.
Geez, that's very Western Suburbs. We're a blue-collar station here. I'm not sure if our audience would appreciate the lobster roll. Or...
I didn't say I'd make them every night or anything. I'm talking Christmas or special events.
Yeah,
I'm not walking down dropping $50 on a lobster every night.
Oh, well, if you do, and next time you make a lobster roll, we love food here at the Rush Hour. So you're more than welcome to drop us off some, okay?
Okay. Will you buy the lobsters? I'll bring the roll.
Oh, do you have a lobster roll tonight to celebrate, Pikey?
Yeah. Probably not. Not that I've planned. I've been too busy talking to people.
You mentioned before just about the draft. Obviously, there's a bloke by the name of Harley Reid that every single person is talking about right now. How serious are the other clubs at trying to get Harley Reid or at least the number one pick off West Coast?
I don't know is the honest answer to that, Embers. I've really only just got appointed today, and that'll be part of what I'll do in the next couple of weeks is just, you know, go around and talk to our list management recruiting group and see exactly where all that sits. And but I think they'll have it all under hand. It's more going to be, okay, what are the options? Is there any options? And or is the option we just take pick number one? And, you know, I don't know. So I'll get across that and get a feel for what that looks like. But yeah, clearly, you know, there's some interest, and I don't know whether that's of interest to us or not. We'll see.
You filled so many roles in the AFL. Did you ever consider before the Eagles role came up that you'd one day be a CEO?
It's hard to say whether I ever considered it, but I guess it's a nice, for me, it sort of ended up when the opportunity came up when Trevor announced he was stepping away and I thought about the role, it started to sort of grow me on the basis that it did tie, you know, two of my, I guess, my skill sets around the football component, which I've been involved with playing and coaching and so forth, and then the business side, which I've done on, you know, on a couple of occasions involved in oil and gas businesses. So it's sort of the blend of managing that organisation and being at football and you know, still being very, very goal-driven and results-driven sort of appealed to me, and I guess that's why I threw my hat in the ring.
Before we let you go, one very serious question. Does this new role mean more time on the golf course or less, Pikey?
Oh, I think the answer is going to be less, but I can't see a world in which it becomes more. But anyway, if you know something, maybe you can contact me offline.
I know there's comp days here in Perth, and maybe the golf course that you play at on Thursday. So you might actually have to get the players' day off on Thursday, so you can actually tee that up.
Yeah, but it's an interesting point though, because I'm a great believer. As I get a bit older, you sort of go, well, everything in balance sort of works, and there's a point whereby, you know, it's same with coaching. Yeah, a fresh coach makes a good coach. If they're coming in refreshed and energised and they're able to do things outside of just their work, it actually gives them a nice balance to be able to come in and do their job better, I think. So we'll see. I might have to slide a couple of games in there. If you want to hit someday, give me a call and we'll see if I can fit it in.
Make it happen, Embers. Go on. Make it happen.
Yeah. Hits it very well, Pikey. Hey, appreciate your time. Congratulations. A wonderful appointment by the West Coast Eagles, and all the best.
Good on you, Pikey.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.